Hey, wake up. Are you okay? You took a pretty big hit back there. I know you're tougher than most people, but that doesn't mean you should be jumping into danger. It's, well, dangerous. Ribbit. Someone like you should know that better than anyone. If you're trying to become a hero, how are you gonna save people when you're in the hospital for several weeks? You don't heal overnight, and you know that. You're fine? And I'm just supposed to believe you? Don't worry, that villain is gone. For now, anyway. I think Professor Ozawa went after him. I'm not sure who I'm supposed to be more scared of, those villains or Ozawa sensei. Get all. Anyways, the point is that we're safe. I'll bring you back to the others once I know you didn't break anything vital. Hold still while I check to see if everything is still attached. If I grabbed you and started hopping around, I could seriously hurt you if I'm not careful. You think I couldn't do some real damage? Underestimating me again? I could pick you up with just my tongue. You know that? You are not gonna get anywhere if you keep stupidly throwing yourself in front of friends to save them. I could have jumped out of the way, and neither one of us would have gotten hit. But then you jumped into me, and now we're both coated in this pink slime thing. Yuck. It smells nice, at least. Kiddo. I wonder what it does. But seriously, are you going to at least hold still now? Good. Now let me start with your head. Well, it looks like you're all fine up here. Nothing is bleeding, at least. That's a relief. What? Of course I care about you. You're my classmate. And you protect me. I mean, you try to protect me, at least. It didn't work out so well, but the thought always counts. Kinda like giving the wrong flowers to a person. Explosions were pretty loud, so let me just check that nothing inside that head of yours got scrambled up. Hello, can you hear me? I guess that was a pretty stupid question, or we wouldn't even have had this entire conversation up until now. Okay, there's something going on. It looks like that pink slime's managed to work its way into both of your ears. That's a little gross, but I think I can get it out though. Now hold still. Now, come on, you know how much I lecture everyone about tinnitus. Thankfully, my mucus protects me from pretty much everything. Almost got it all. Now for your other side. That's right, face the other way. Hold still. Same deal here. What's that? A stickler? Well, you're welcome. You've got a hero that's willing to do this to you. Look like you're enjoying this or something. I'm just doing this for your safety, alright? Definitely all clean. Good job. Good job for me, anyway. Froppy saves the day again, huh? I'm sure that wasn't some kind of poisonous slime, and I'm not about to keel over. Remember, frog girl, so I know what's toxic and what's not. Show me your ears again? Okay, yeah, that checks out, I think. I'm not a doctor, not qualified and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, quick courses and stuff that the academy's taught me. Must be good for something. On the outside, they look to be in one piece as well, so that's always a bonus. Ears don't heal that way the rest of the body does, and a hero with one ear blown off? The papers might want to just get your good side, huh? Yeah, there's no wounds, no lumps, minor potential risk of scarring, but nothing that you aren't used to. You're all cleared by Dr. Thiel. What about your sight? Well, you can see me, right? Blurry? Oh wait, serious? Why didn't you say? That's not a particularly good sign. If you're concussed or something, I can't really put you on my back or I'll make it worse. Yeah, you know shaken baby syndrome? Like that, but worse for you. What if I get, like, a little closer to you? Am I sharper now? Even closer? Jeez, your eyes must be really bad right now. Okay. There's no way you can't see me sharply right now. I'm pressed up against you. Soft? Hello? I said sharp, not soft. My breasts on your chest are soft. Hey! You're gonna take advantage of me while I'm trying to make sure you're alright? Also, your hands are still on them. You've gotta let go off my chest. I know they're big, but that's not the point here. Or grope them. I guess since concussions make you monkey-brained. You know, normally I would swat your arms away, but it feels weirdly comfortable. Almost nice, even. Grope, grope, grope. Ghetto. Keep doing it, actually. Not that you needed any encouragement, huh? I'm grinding on your leg? Don't be silly. Of course I wouldn't do something so scandalous like that. Yeah, I guess I am in reality. That's pretty weird. Hey, we never ended up learning what that villain's quirk was. He just blasted us with that pink slime and ran off. Do you think it has to do with why I want to kiss you really badly right now? Yeah. Right on your soft lips. Did I say that out loud? Huh? It's like all of my inhibitions are just melting away. It's probably not good that I ingested it either. We're not even doing anything dirty yet, but I kind of feel all hot and wet. Or hotter and wetter than usual. Ghetto. Why don't I... There. Now you can touch them better. I've never even played with them before. Let alone have someone else like this grope me. But I have to admit, it feels pretty nice. Almost as nice as when I lick myself. Huh? What, you really thought I wouldn't experiment? You're telling me that you have never used your own quirks for your self-pleasure? It feels amazing. Want me to show you? Have my tongue over your face and kiss you? people have a spit fetish. And they want to get covered in it. Just like a fly caught by a frog. Don't worry, I won't do anything weird with my tongue. Yet. Sometimes a hero just wants to be a normal girl too. And get her chest groped and kissed. And have it feel really good. Is it weird that we're doing this? It feels a little off, right? I'm just pressing my breasts against you and making out. I can even lick your neck. Well, I don't think it is then. I'm probably just making it up. Like, this feels right, doesn't it? Hey, look, your neck isn't the only place that I could lick and make you feel really good with. I could try your chest. I should at least thank you for protecting me. You're making me avoid that pain and the injury so I can show you how grateful I really am. So if you licks along your body, slowly moving down your stomach. Nice abs, kiddo. Just deserve a few kisses on their own. Now, the part we've all been waiting for. Oh, whoa. Now that's a hero's cock. Is this because of the slime? Or is it always? That doesn't matter. I bet you've thought a lot about this scenario, huh? Saving some poor girl and then getting a reward. Thank you, Mr. Hero. Thank you so much for saving me. Don't worry, I'll start slow. If I wrap my tongue around your cock all at once, you're gonna come so hard, it'll squirt up in the air like a flare gun. And I want to take my time. Just one twist, okay? Of my tongue. Can you feel it straining around your shell? I'll move up and down. Yeah, getting a blowjob and being jerked off at the same time. Feels nice, doesn't it? You don't have to tell me. I can feel how hard you are. Think you can handle too, huh? You're saying yes, but your face is already beet red. Oh, fine, you can get to. I'm drooling a lot. I'm not sure whether that's from the slime or your cock or just my tongue, but I'm enjoying myself right now. Pleasuring the hero that saved me. Must feel like you're pushing your cock into sloppy wet fleshlight, right? I can taste every last drop of this pre-cum. There is no hiding how excited you are for me. Oh. There are three coils of my tongue around your shell. Three out of nowhere. Look, my tongue is coiled around your shaft three full times. Oh, you're straining so hard not to come. I can feel how hard you're throbbing right now. Hold on a little longer for Sue, okay? I want to push this hero's cock to its absolute limit. What am I saying? Why am I so shameless? I mean, why does this cock taste so good? I want to pull away, but my body isn't listening. I just want cock. I want his cum. Hey, I'm gonna suck your cock now. Do not resist. You've got a really tasty cock, you know. How does my double blowjob feel? First my lips, and then my tongue wrapping around your cock. Considering you're arching your back like that, I'd say it's pretty damn good. So I'll continue. It's not bad if I touch myself like this, right? It's not gonna get me addicted to his cock or anything. I'm just giving him pleasure and getting some too. I'll just only do a little. While I focus on how good his cock tastes, pushing up against the back of my throat. This is honestly the most. Frogs need air, you know. You can't just make me take it all the way to the base like that. I should be mad, but instead, honestly, I'm just even more turned on. Kiddo, as your punishment, I'll go all out. I bet you won't be able to hold back for even a minute. I'll lick every inch of your shaft at once, my tongue rubbing against the tip from three sides, especially this little spot back here that'll make you whimper. I'll even let my tongue slip down your shaft and work on your balls. Get them all nice and churning so they can give me a big load. You want to cover your classmate's face in your thick, tasty comb? I'd let you if you didn't have to go back later. I could let you come in my mouth. Every drop of that comb, I can already smell deep down my stomach. No way! I can't let him do that! I'm already touching myself this hard just sucking his cock. If he decides to come into my mouth, I'll totally get addicted. Fine. You can try and face fuck me now. How much more are you coming? More still? Thank you for the meal. Well, I think I might have sorta came to at the end. Not just sorta, my legs are still shaking. I'm kind of feeling a lot more level-headed after that. I guess that villain's quirk stops working after you orgasm? I could see how that would kind of mess you up in a fight. Oh, right, we should probably get dressed again. Don't worry about your outfit. We'll just say that your shirt got ripped in the explosion. And your pants, too. Sorry about that. Are you feeling all good, though? Satisfied? Yeah, with the amount that you just let out, I'd be amazed if you weren't. Okay, hop on and let's get back to the others before they start worrying. Before we go though, well, let me just grab some of this. There we go. All safe in this little tube. Oh, that? Don't worry. Just some of that slime I'm saving. To get analyzed, yeah. Hey, you know where my room is, right? Yeah, second floor, fourth door to the left. Once you're all recovered, you can stop by, okay? We'll analyze it together, my hero.